This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. Iran has not made a decision yet about whether to extend an agreement with the UN Atomic Watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites. That's according to the country's foreign ministry on Monday. The remarks by the foreign ministry spokesman come after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data that the country's atomic installations expired last week following a one-month extension. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports that the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. This time, it's in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapon storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden the second time he's ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February. Pakistan's interior minister said Sunday that the families of Afghanistan's Taliban reside in his country, including in areas around the capital, Islamabad, and the insurgent group's members receive some medical treatment in local hospitals. The admission by Sheikh Rashid Ahmad came during an interview aired by a privately owned Pakistani television channel. It's a significant departure from Islamabad's consistent rejection of allegations by Afghan leaders that Taliban use Pakistani soil to direct